أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين وبه نستعين. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He had bestowed upon us in order to sit down and discuss the tafsir, the revelation of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the word of the ultimate existence, the creator of this whole universe, the Holy Quran, the living miracle. We are discussing Surah Yusuf, and we are going through our surahs, ayahs from 33 and up, inshallah ta'ala. Until the last section, we said that the wife of the Pharaoh had invited the influential ladies to come and sit in a room. Of course, she had plotted that in order to show them what kind of a beauty Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, has. So she brought fruit and knife for them, and then she asked Yusuf to come in, and he did. They all saw him. When they saw him, they all fell in love, and they realized how beautiful and handsome was Yusuf. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. And yes, subhanAllah, as they went home later on, all wanted a visit from Yusuf. Yusuf, being a prophet, being a masoom, he raised his hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, "Lord, protect me. If they said, I will put him in prison, please, Lord, prison is better for me." It's not that Yusuf likes prison, brothers and sisters. No. But Yusuf is saying, if I'm going to fall into this trap, yes, prison is much better for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had answered Yusuf's prayer. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ فَصَرَفَ عَنْهُ كَيْدَهُنْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. We finished up to this point, last session. From here on, ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدَ مَا رَأَوْا الْآيَاتِ. Now, Al-Aziz and the advisors and whoever he asked had realized that his wife is falling in the love of the servant. Yet he did see signs, beautiful signs. ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدَ مَا رَأَوْا الْآيَاتِ. Yes, they did see signs. A little baby talking, that is a sign. He realized that somebody was opening the door. Yes, so Yusuf was innocent. But now, his reputation is at stake, as they say. So he said, well, ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدَ مَا رَأَوُوا الْآيَاتِ لَيَسْجُنَنَّهُ حَتَّى حِينَ. So he said, okay, let me go ahead and imprison him for a certain period of time, a short while, temporary. Maybe, as they said, the dust will settle. Maybe the issue will be forgotten. So they put Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, in the prison. They took him to the prison. Of course, she was one of the greatest factors, because when she realized that he was not given in, he did not cave into her or anyone else or anything else. He is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Masoom. So therefore, she realized that, well, you know, since I'm not going to get him, she was one of the factors for him to be in prison. While they put him in prison, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is telling us, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانِ. Now there was two other servants to the king. They went into the prison with him. وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانِ قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَعْصِرُ خَمْرًا وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ إِنْ أَنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرَ مِنْهِ نَبِّئْنَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. What did Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, answered? He said, قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانَهُ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيكُمَا ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Beautiful, brothers and sisters. Beautiful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gleaming and lights upon lights from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he went to the prison, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a special gift. What kind of a gift was it? That gift was that he could explain, he could make tafsir to the dreams, ta'wil of the dreams. He could translate the dreams to the people. So, two of the servants, as they went inside with Yusuf to the prison with him, one of them had a dream. He went to Yusuf. He said, Yusuf, I am seeing that I was squeezing grapes. I was making wine out of it. The second said, yes, and I had another dream. I had a dream too. What was his dream? وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ إِنِّي أَرَانِي أَحْمِلُ فَوْقَ رَأْسِي خُبْزًا تَأْكُلُ الطَّيْرَ مِنْهِ. The second one said, I had another dream. My dream was, it seems like I was carrying a dish or something on top of my head, and it had bread in it, and the birds were coming and eating from that bread. Oh, Yusuf, translate this dream for us. Look at the point. إِنِّي نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. What did these servants, what did these prisoners see in Yusuf? I mean, usually people don't go and ask their dreams to any Tom, Dick, and Harry in the street. But they saw a special gift in Yusuf. They saw a special purity. They saw a special spirituality. They saw a special virtues in Yusuf that they did not see in the others. Brothers, a lesson. A lot of people, they think that in order to let this world go, they have to be tricky. They have to cheat others in order to have money. You know, in Allah's kingdom, that is wrong. Brothers and sisters, Allah's kingdom requires purity. If you would like to advance in Allah's kingdom, go step by step, closer and closer, you have to be virtuous. It's a little hard. Al-jannatu mahfufatun bil-makruhat. Now, if you understood what I just said, it's a jannah, the heaven. But there's heaven. May Allah send you all to heaven, inshallah ta'ala. But heaven requires patience, tolerance, makruhat. You have to swallow bitter things. You know, when you go to heaven, you saw all of these people. And then you go back and say, Ya Allah, what did they see? Look at the story of Yusuf. What did he taste in his life? What kind of a bitterness of his own blood brothers hating him? His own brothers plotting against him. His own brothers throwing him in the well. He became a servant. Now, can you imagine when you are in the well? You know, did you think about food? Did you think about life? Did you think about that darkness over there? When you are going to be a servant, who is going to be your master? SubhanAllah. These things are bitter. So what did they say? They say, we are seeing you. إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. You are among the virtuous ones. You are among the good ones. It seems like even in the prison, Yusuf was helping others. Whoever was in need, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, was there trying to be as helpful as he can. When they asked them about their dreams, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, answered, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach him? But look at how he said it. He said, قَالَ, Yusuf said, لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تَرْزُقَانَ. I could tell you of any type of food that you may eat, that you may have stored in the house. I will tell you. And I will tell you that, I will translate that to you before it comes to you. I will tell you what you have at noon, what you have at supper, what you have tomorrow. But then, look at the beautiful statement. How did I gain this? Don't you ever say, I learned things on my own. Ever. ذَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. It's a big secret. Brothers, sisters, whatever you have, whatever you know, whatever you do, always attach Allah with it. Don't you ever forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qarun, during the era of Moses, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, he forgot Allah. He said, إِنَّمَا آتَيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. I have done it because of knowledge that I have. Seems like, okay, who gave you the brain? Who gave you the power to retain that knowledge? Who gave you the knowledge to retain that information? And so forth. You know, subhanAllah, you know, a lot of us, because we are, Allah gave us a little bit more IQ than the others, we advance better in school. That sometimes may lead us into thinking, that is me. I'm smart. Don't you forget, Allah put you in that position. Allah gave you a better brain. Allah gave you more smartness, more cleverness, and so forth. سَدَلِكُمَا مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. So he attached it. That is because I have left. That is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed his favor upon me and he taught me. Allah taught me. My Lord taught me. How? In revelation, ilham, wahi. You know, so that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught me these things. But why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Yusuf? Because إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Brothers and sisters, if you do the same thing, please take this advice, brothers and sisters. If you would like to advance, you need the following two steps. What are these two steps? إِنِّي تَرَكْتُكُمْ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةِ آبَائِي. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَإِسْحَاقُ وَيَعْقُوبُ. سبحان الله. So, if you leave the tradition of the people who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is weak. Because whoever deviates from obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is either does not believe in Allah. Whoever that believes in Him is weak. You know, a lot of people, brothers and sisters, just look at them. When they commit a sin, you know, at that moment you go to them, there is no Allah? I said, yes, there is Allah. Well, there is Allah. Why? You are committing a sin. Say, look at it this way. That means that his iman, his faith in Allah is weak. Tell him, do you believe in death? Yes, I do believe in death. Do you believe in the resurrection? Yes, I believe in resurrection. Do you believe in hell and heaven? Yes, I do. Then why are you committing such a sin? You see, he tells you yes, but it is weak. So that weakness will make him commit a sin. Anyway, if you would like to advance in Allah's kingdom, if you would like to be like Yusuf or anyone else, brothers and sisters, we have 14 ma'asums. These ma'asums achieved their asma by their own sweat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them judgment day. I said, what is the difference? You can do the same. Why didn't you do that? These people, they are the models for you. Don't you think that I select arbitrarily? No, I don't. You come toward me and I will take you. But you, in other words, we have to work for it. How? By these two simple steps that Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is telling us. Number one, to leave the tradition of bad people. Inni taraktu. Taraktu, I left. Millata qawmin la yu'minun billah. Whatever they were doing, I left them. Those people in whom their faith to the akhirah is hidden. Kafirun. The word kafir, and a lot of people, they may not quite understand the word kafir. The word kafir, you know, truly speaking, even in Arabic, this is a word for you to pay attention to. They used to call the farmer a kafir. You know why they used to call him a kafir? Because the farmer takes a seed, he puts it in the ground. In other words, he hides it. Once it's hidden, of course, the food, the sun, the water comes to him, and a little bit by little bit, it comes out. That's why he's kafir, because he hides the seed. And if anyone hides the faith, puts it in the ground, that is considered kafir. Yes, there is a belief. Everybody knows that one way or another, we're going to die one day. All of us. A decree that is written about every creature. Every creature. But how much are we aware of the situation? If we fully become aware of the situation, right then and there you become aware you will not commit a sin. So, number one, Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, saying, number one, I have left the tradition of these bad people. And number two, وَاتَّبَعْتُ, and I followed. Who did I follow? مِلَّةِ أَبَائِي. Now, one beauty that Yusuf is showing is I have those fathers. But you have the same fathers too. Being a father, per se, you know, in Arabic we have walid, we have ab. Now, what is the meaning of walid and ab? Walid is the one that brings you to this world. But ab, Rasulullah is your father. Amir al-Mu'mineen is your father. Al-Hujjah, ajallahu ta'ala wa rasuluh, is your father. Ladies, Fatima al-Zahra is your mother. Zainab is your mother, and so forth. If you follow the tradition of these. So Yusuf, peace be upon him, is saying, number one, I left the bad deeds. Number two, I followed the good deeds. I followed their traditions, the behavior of Ibrahim, Abai, Ibrahim, wa Ishaq, wa Ya'qub. SubhanAllah, remember, he is the son of Jacob. Jacob is the son of Ishaq, Isaac. Ishaq is the son of Ibrahim. What kind of a purity? So therefore, I left bad deeds and I followed thee. Tradition of those virtuous, spiritual prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ من شيء. Now, sometimes it's hard to explain the word من شيء, because in our lifetime, when somebody gives us a form of something that we need, helps us in a job, helps us out of a situation, we tend to forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as I said, try to remember. The more you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life, the closer you get to Him. The less, the more distance you will be to Him. Min shay means I try to remember Allah in all cases, in all situations. من شيء ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء ذلك من فضل الله علينا. And then what? وعلى الناس. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sends the abundance of His blessings, He sends His mercy. Brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not distinguish. If you want, the sun is there. How much you want to take that ray of the sun? You have to determine. You have to take. The water is there. The blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. That is why Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, saying, yes, that is the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon us. وَعَلَى النَّاسِ. And everybody, you can be in that situation too. Don't exclude yourself. Don't say, no, I'm not Yusuf. Don't say, no, I'm not Amir al-Mu'mineen. Don't say, no, I'm not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Brothers and sisters, you can advance in your life. Here, Yusuf is saying, وَعَلَى النَّاسِ. If you take the steps of Yusuf, you can be in this position. But, وَلَكِن, but, that means, وَلَكِن أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُ. But most of the people are not thankful. And this is what we are. Truly, brothers and sisters, most of the time, we are not thankful. I don't know. Inshallah, you guys are thankful. Inshallah, you guys are blessed with that. But I know myself, many times, I tend to be in a heedless state. I want to get out of that heedless state. If we take ourselves out of that heedlessness and be aware, the closer we get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, Ya sahibay as-sijn. Now let me concentrate on the word Ya sahibay, the word sahib. Brothers, sisters, a lot of times we have the word sahib. What does sahib mean? The sahib means that pure person? No, it doesn't. Ya sahibay as-sijn. If you read the hadiths, these two people, they were blasphemers. They were not among the believers. They were not. I mean, you know, back then, what were they worshipping? What was they were not like Yusuf, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, in his worship. No, they weren't. So, but Yusuf is calling them sahib. So, ya sahibayi as-sijn, my two friends in the prison. I have a question for you. Is a bunch of lords better, or Allah al-Wahid al-Qahhar? يا صاحبي السجن أرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الأم 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 الله الواحد القهار. See, in other words, saying that you know, if you needed things in your life, okay, if you needed rain, you have to go to the Lord of the rain, sit down and cry and worship and say, Astaghfirullah, Lord of the rain, send me rain. If you needed wind, you have to go to the Lord of the wind. If you needed money, you have to go to the Lord of the money. If you needed food sustenance, you have to go to the Lord of sustenance. And so forth. So many different gods. It seems like some of the countries. If you needed something, you have to go to 10 different offices and be in line in order to get something out of that office. At the end of the day, if you needed 5 signatures, you have spent 5 days being in line in order to get the 4 or 5 signatures that you needed. So Yusuf, Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, which one is better? If you have many lords, many gods, or you have one God. You go to that one God, Allah, Al-Wahid, the one and the only one, the indivisible one. And then you ask him for what you need. He is the Lord of the wind. He is the Lord of the life. He's the one of the knowledge. He's the Lord. He's the God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of sustenance, of children, of land, of whatever you need. You go to one place. Just put your prayer rug on the ground and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you. ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء يا سبحان الله سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن الحكم إلا لله أمر ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه ذلك الدين القيم. Look at the advices before Yusuf is getting into the translation of the dream. Before Yusuf is telling them about the interpretation of their dreams, he is giving them lessons in life, saying that this life that you have is temporary, is degrading, is humiliating. But the one that attaches himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is always a winner. Now mind you, Yusuf is saying that he is in prison, but we know. We know what happened to Yusuf at the end. So he is giving them more advice. Number one, he told them to not worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second, these lords that you are worshipping, who are they? They are nobodies. They're no one but names. Names that you have named them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is innocent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them any form of a sultan. Do you think that if somebody calls the sun that is as God, or the moon as God, or the stars as God, or the trees, ya subhanAllah, what kind of a power do they have? They do not have any form of a power. The power only lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now, let's finish up this one, and inshallah, the next session we will continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these things are names. Brothers, please take this as an advice in your life. Many things that we go behind is nothing but a name. Let's say, a person goes and prides himself. What are you? What do you work? What do you do? I am an engineer. Just the name. Now, he could have table and nothing else to do except maybe sign a couple of papers, but he prides himself. I'm a big engineer. It's a name, right? I am a surgeon. Now maybe he had not done surgery for God knows how long. You know, I am a minister. I'm not talking about the religious ministry. The wazir, you know, as they say. What do you think they do? They sit down and push papers. They sign papers. And they have hundreds of people in order to do things for them. So, king, sultan, you just name it, prince. These are names, titles, names that people go behind in order to have in their lives. If that is okay, why don't you go behind a title that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified? Why don't you be muttaqi? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, hudan lil muttaqeen. Now, how can I be a muttaqi? Now that's it requires a very long explanation. But In general, Yusuf, subhanahu, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, is telling us. He's saying, number one, you got to get away from the people, the bad people. Number two, follow the good people. Number three, seek assistance. Put your hands and hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Words to us, the robes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are nobody but Ahlul Bayt. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. So hold on to these, brothers and sisters. Do your furu' al-deen, as they say. And inshallah, you'll be closer and closer and closer. You will be among Anbiya, Bani Israel, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam had told us. What happened next session? What did Yusuf tell them about the explanation of this dream, their dreams? Inshallah, in the next session. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer to His words, to the Holy Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us comprehend and understand the Holy Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get us closer to Him. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل